Good morning. My guest this morning is Robert Currier from Marin Shakespeare Company. Good morning, Robert.
Hello. Good morning, Roland.
Othello. What a wonderful show to start off. Well, it isn't really starting off. This is
your, it'll be our third show.
Your third show. Okay. What about this show? What's your history with it?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've never directed it before, not the full production.
Really?
I did the complete works of Shakespeare by the guys, you know.
Yeah.
From the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah.
Abridge. And they touch on all 36 plays.
Uh-huh. And sometimes lightning fast.
Yeah, their rap on this play was, "Here's a story about a brother by the name of Othello. He liked white women and he liked green jello. And a cat named Iago who made himself a menace because he didn't like Othello, the Moor of Venice." So that's my only experience directing.
Wow.
So far.
Right. The 12-second version.
Four lines. So I obviously got into it a little deeper this year, you know, and I'm finding it a very, very powerful and disturbing play.
What is this production like? Where is it staged?
I've spun, you know, and done a director's concept on a lot of plays, mostly comedies. But this one, the spin on this show is that we're bringing in our first formerly incarcerated prisoner from Solano named Damian Brown, the actor who's playing the title role.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've been working in prison since 2003, and now we're getting funding for Folsom Women's Prison, High Desert, which is in Susanville.
Wow.
You know, we're still in San Quentin. And Solano, Damian played Macduff for us there last year. And I could see the man had talent. And unlike most of the men we work with who are lifers, he was paroled a year ago this week.
And he was a lifer, but
he was a lifer, but he got paroled after 23 years.
Uh-huh.
And he came up to me. He came to see a production of Richard III, first play he'd ever seen, although he'd been in, you know, the Scottish play. Can't say the title.
Of course.
He'd been in the Scottish play, but he'd never seen a play until he saw Richard III last year. And afterwards, he said to me, "I want to play Othello for you." And I thought, this is crazy. But then after assessing him and talking to him, you know, considerable length, I decided, yeah, he can do this. So he is our Othello. That is the story. I'm not setting it on Mars or in business suits or in, you know, in Nazi Germany.
I was just thinking I'm setting
it in the, you know, 15th century, 16th century Venetian Empire, the way Shakespeare wrote it, when Venice had control of a lot of the Eastern Mediterranean, the island of Cyprus and all back then with period
costumes.
Who's your
Desdemona?
My Desdemona is Luisa Frasconi, who's been one of my lead women for years, happens to be the mother of my granddaughter, Lennox, which, of course, doesn't hurt.
And nepotism, that's called,
yeah, it's called. Yeah, nothing wrong with nepotism if it gets you the best person for the job.
Right,
absolutely. Before she connected with my son, she was my main ingenue there for Helena in Midsummer Night's Dream, and she was in All's Well, and she's been one of our star lead actresses for about 5 years now.
Great.
And you can see how, well, you on the radio, you cannot, but she's very light and Damian's very dark,
right,
which is with good contrast.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful. They're both are such wonderful looking people.
Yeah, they're quite attractive.
And he has the look of exactly this powerful interloper from outside.
You have to believe he's a powerful general, and Damian is built that way. He's you would not want to, you know, cross him.
How has the year gone so far?
Fantastic. We opened with this show called The Taming, which was a new play by Lauren Gunderson, who's kind of a Marin play right now. She's been commissioned to write for the Marin Theater Company for the next 3 years. She's going to write four plays for them. They're doing one of her plays at Ross Valley this year, and I did her play called The Taming, which was based on – she was inspired by Taming of the Shrew, a play that she – intensely dislikes. She's gorgeous and she's a fantastic playwright. She's written about a play a year since she was 15. She's written about 20 plays. She's prolific. And this play, set in a beauty pageant, inspired by The Taming, was with three women, and it was so much fun to do that. It was her first play, and right now we're running Twelfth Night, which of course is always a popular play.
Robert, thanks for coming in as always.
Thank you.
And let's tell people that Othello opens on August 26th and plays through September 25th. For information, 415-499-4488, online, marinshakespeare.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.